Section 1. You will hear a conversation between a staff member from Gaia's Guardians and a man who wants to do something to protect the environment. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, how may I help you?
Well, I've been seeing these yellow boxes in front of a lot of houses in my neighborhood. Just wondered what they were for. I noticed your phone number on all of them, so I called. Could you tell me about your business?
We do recycling, but we're not a business. Gaia's Guardians is a non-profit group. We encourage recycling as a way of protecting the environment.
The woman says that they encourage recycling as a way of protecting the environment. So, recycling has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, how may I help you?
Well, I've been seeing these yellow boxes in front of a lot of houses in my neighborhood. Just wondered what they were for. I noticed your phone number on all of them, so I called. Could you tell me about your business?
We do recycling, but we're not a business. Gaia's Guardians is a non-profit group. We encourage recycling as a way of protecting the environment.
I don't know. I mean, it is a good idea, but I really don't read the newspaper every day or anything.
And we don't come collect newspapers every day. In fact, we only do pickups every other week.
Oh, well, then maybe I could help. I mean, in my neighborhood, there's too much rubbish lying around everywhere. I'd like to help out, I guess.
That's great, sir. You're doing the right thing. Okay, I need to get your contact information. What's your name, please?
Peter Wisrow.
Peter, how do you spell your last name? W-I-S-R-O-W?
No, actually, it's W-I-S-R-O-U-G-H.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a terrible speller.
You're a good speller. It's just that my family are terrible pronouncers.
You're quite a card, Peter. Okay, now what's your address?
Number 168 Bridge Road. That's here in London. How about if I have any questions?
I'm sending you a copy of our booklet too. The booklet has our phone number and our email address, helpline@blackcat.com. That's helpline@blackcat.com. But I nearly forgot to ask, what's your postcode?
BS97PU.
PS97BU?
No, that's B as in boy, S97P as in Peter, U.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
So, I'm guessing those yellow boxes I saw are for recycled newspapers.
Yes, that is correct, and it's free of charge.
Wow, that's good news. Do you recycle anything besides newspaper?
Oh yes, we recycle most everything. Glass, plastic, paper.
Oh, so I can put like glass and plastic bottles in the box.
Sorry again. Things like that you have to bring to our collection centre.
And where is that?
Our main centre isn't that far from you. It's actually right on the east side of Central Park.
That new blue building?
That's the one.
Cool. Hey, what's with all those different colored boxes outside that place?
Oh, that's for the different materials we recycle. The blue is for metal, the green is for glass and plastics, and the yellow, of course, is for paper.
Okay. I'll try and manage to keep all that straight.
Oh, no need. They're each labeled.
Great. So which one would I put magazines in?
Actually, they don't go in any of the bins. Unfortunately, magazines can't be recycled because of the material they're made of. It's such a waste. So, would you be interested in volunteering?
I'll think about it. Could you send me some more info?
Absolutely. Along with the newspaper box, I'll be sending you our booklet, Savvy. That is S-A-V-V-Y. It tells you about what you can do to protect the environment in your daily life. Plus, it lists things you can do as a volunteer with our group.
Hey, that's cool. Thanks.
My pleasure. Do you have any other questions or concerns?
Nope, that's it.
That is the end of Section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to Section 2.